Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who can utter the mighty deeds of the Lord or declare all his praise? Blessed are those who observe justice, who do righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Help me when you save them, that I may look upon the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. The words of Psalm 106, verses 1 through 5. Praising the Lord, and yet trapped there in the middle of this shout of joy, this thankfulness and gratefulness, and then on the flip side, this request for mercy, this ask of the Lord that he would not forget us, that he would keep us with him, that he would, by grace, bring us into the inheritance that he has bought with the blood of Jesus. Right there in the middle is this bit of a quirk. Verse 3. Blessed are those who observe justice, who do righteousness at all times. Now, indeed, what a blessed world it would be if there were nothing but justice, if we did observe righteousness at all times. But that's just the trick, isn't it? We don't. We haven't. Because we won't. Because ultimately we don't want to. As James says, a man is tempted when he is led astray by his own passions. That is, you sin because you want to. But how then can we rightly pray this prayer? And that was precisely the struggle that Dr. Martin Luther had, praying day after day in the monastery, teaching in the school. This word righteousness in the Psalms, it etched at his soul. It tore him down. It hammered at him like a bit of cloth trapped between an anvil and an iron, hot and blazing and beating down on him. He knew he wasn't righteous, no matter how much his abbot and his father told him, no, Martin, you've done enough. He knew he had not done enough. And then it was in the book of Romans when he realized that the righteousness the scriptures speak of predominantly, the justice the scriptures speak of predominantly is not ours, but God's. And how different does it read when we take that insight from the New Testament, that main message of the Bible, that reason that Paul calls the Galatians foolish because they forgot this, when we don't forget this. As we read these Old Testament phrases, when we let them have imported into them, not our righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Blessed are they who observe his justification of them, who are righteous by faith in Jesus at all times. It's with that then we rightly pray, remember, O Lord, remember, show favor to us, save us, bring us to the prosperity of the New Jerusalem. Even come, Lord Jesus, amen, take this time of ours and make it your time, his time. On Worldwide KFUO, The Messenger of Good News.